Emlahleni reached 28 degrees today. Johannesburg, 29. Pretoria, up to 30 degrees.
Stationary vehicle, N4 East, after the ramp from N1. And another stationary vehicle on the M1 South, the Donny Hubert Freeway, after the ramp from Gasfontein Road.
The 47-year-old suspect accused of abducting 12 men who were previously thought to be teenagers has been identified as an Ethiopian national named Mantasot Erisado. He appeared in the Boysens Magistrates Court today, where the case was postponed until the 12th of January. Now, he was arrested after authorities were alerted to a group of Ethiopian nationals aged between 20 and 30 walking through the streets of Milbarton while partially clothed. In other news, the Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwahube, has released the interim findings and recommendations of an investigation into the 2025 National Senior Certificate Examination Paper Leak. It was done by the National Investigating Team there. Now, the breach was traced to 7 schools in Pretoria, where 40 pupils received the maths, physical sciences and English papers via a USB device before the exam.
The breach appears to have started with the department's secure exam paper system environment. This is where question papers are set, handled, and stored. The NITT further reports that the department official whose child wrote the NSC 2025 exam is alleged to have been involved and that the learner shared the material further.
Gwahube briefed the media in Pretoria this afternoon. She says the schools will not be named. On the international front then, a Russian warship arrived off South Africa's main naval base today to join Chinese and Iranian vessels in military exercises along our coast. The exercises draw together several nations that are in a feud with the U.S. administration, and it's coming at a time of heightened tensions following Washington's raid on Venezuela. But a professor of international politics and diplomacy, Jo-Ansi van Wyk, says the timing of these exercises doesn't correspond with the U.S. attack on Venezuela.
This particular exercise was planned way before the events that unfolded in Venezuela recently. But it is a very strong signal that the Russians, as well as China, as two of the 5 permanent members of the Security Council, as well as major military powers, that can show that they are flexing their muscle, that they are continuing with military operations, and that they are ready to meet the U.S. head on.
Now, these exercises were originally set to take place in November last year, but it was postponed because of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. And finally, I just want to share a headline that I read on a platform called Positive News. It reads, "The UK put junk food ads on a strict diet." So according to the platform, advertisements for junk food in Britain are now only allowed to air after 9 o'clock at night, and it's not allowed online anymore. So the new rules came into force on Monday with a goal to tackle childhood obesity. More news on jackranfm.com. Click on news there.
Donkey sister!
Alex J.